I remember hearing Dr. Barry Dworkin once talking about how he had to stay on top of his paperwork during vacation. When I think about vacation, I don't know about you, I don't like to think about paperwork, but you talk to doctors in Canada, in Ontario, about their job, their practice, and you will likely hear paperwork come up quite a bit. Complaints that they're drowning in it, or just that they're spending more time than they would like to filling it out, time that they could be spending with patients. How much time are they spending exactly? According to a new report that was compiled by the CFIB, that's the Canadian Federation of Independent Business, a lot. They say doctors in our country are collectively spending approximately 18.5 million hours on unnecessary paperwork and administrative tasks every year. That is the equivalent of 55.6 million patient visits annually. Laura Jones joins us now, Executive Vice President at the CFIB and the co-author of this report. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Why did you want to look into this?
Oh my gosh, so many reasons. But the first and very important one is healthcare is on everyone's mind. And it's something that's important to us always, but I think after the last 3 years we've been through, healthcare is really on people's minds, and people are more worried than ever about not being able to get to their family doctor early enough, or not being able to have a doctor at all. They're worried about doctor burnout, and we're the experts in red tape reduction. And we thought, gosh, small businesses are worried about this on behalf of themselves, their employees. Doctors are small business owners, many of them. So we're going to have a look at this issue. And last year we gave the Golden Scissors Award to Nova Scotia because they're doing something really interesting and trying to reduce red tape for doctors. And we think that this has potential to be scaled right across Canada.
I understand, because I've spoken to doctors and some of them tell me they spend a full day a week doing paperwork. Naturally, annually, it adds up. Where did you compile the data from?
Yeah, so we looked at, we used basically the framework that Nova Scotia did, and we said, okay, let's assume that the basic parameters in Nova Scotia apply across Canada, and then look at what that number would be. So, for example, in Nova Scotia, they assume 20 minutes per patient visit, and they found in Nova Scotia that doctors are spending more than a day a week on paperwork, so 10.6 hours to be exact. Then they asked doctors, okay, how much of that paperwork is necessary and how much is unnecessary? Because none of us, well, not many of us like paperwork, but some of it we understand that we need to do. And so the doctors came back and said, look, about 62% of what we're doing is necessary administrative burden, and, you know, kind of we're grudgingly maybe, but we're okay with that. And then there's 62% that's necessary, and 38% that was considered unnecessary. And two subcategories of that: one, some stuff they didn't think was needed at all, and then the other was there are some tasks that don't need to be done by doctors but could be done by someone else. And then we looked at, okay, if we were to take that unnecessary burden that doctors face and set a target to reduce it that is similar to the target that Nova Scotia set, which is 10%, so not a crazy target, 10% off that red tape. And what would that mean for Canada in terms of patient visits? And it translates to 5.5 million patient visits annually. So that's a lot of patients who could have a doctor's appointment if doctors had a little bit less red tape in their lives.
So what do you want the provinces to do? You keep mentioning Nova Scotia. Are you saying that they should follow Nova Scotia's lead? Should they construct a system that is based on what Nova Scotia is doing, or is it something else?
Nope, that's exactly what we're saying. We're saying, hey, here's a small province that's come up with a really interesting, innovative approach. And I think that all of the provinces should follow Nova Scotia's lead and have a look at how much paperwork doctors in the province are faced with and set a reduction target. It might not be 10%, it might be 15%, it might be 5%. but set a reduction target and work with the doctors to make it happen, because clearly there's a win-win here for doctors and their patients.
Do you think that this conversation is one that the government is willing to have?
Actually, I do. You know, we've been letting people know that we're doing this work across Canada, and the heads do seem to be nodding. I haven't heard anyone say this is a terrible idea. And I think that there's an appetite for solutions to our healthcare challenges. This isn't going to solve all of the challenges, obviously, but this is something that is common sense and would move us in the right direction and has a lot of heads nodding. We did some public opinion polling on it. We also surveyed small business. Close to 90% are saying, yes, great idea, reduce the red tape for doctors.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
The CFIB, Canadian Federation of Independent Business, Laura Jones, who's the co-author of that report. And they believe that the red tape needs to be cut back, trimmed back, that a reduction in this would have more patients seen annually.